Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, make your presence known to us today. Open our hearts, our minds, our ears, and use me to speak the words that you would have us hear today. We ask all that in Jesus' name. Amen. This has been one really, really long, strange, and extremely weird year. We had about 2.5 months of normal, and then everything kind of went nuts. It was crazy, and our lives have been turned upside down. And I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Since March, we've only been able to worship together for about 4 times. In this Advent season and Christmas, we had to do everything virtually. We're doing it virtually today. It hardly seems like we had Christmas, but Christmas came, whether it felt like it does or not. We had opportunities to anticipate and celebrate the birth of Christ, and I hope that you took time to engage in those worship opportunities that were online. And like Mary and Joseph, we may find ourselves amazed at everything we've been through. But I suspect we're amazed in a little bit different way than Mary and Joseph were. That year that Jesus was born must have felt like another long, strange, extremely weird year for Mary and Joseph, too. There were visits from angels to Zechariah, telling Zechariah that Elizabeth would conceive. Then there was a visit from an angel to Mary, telling her that she would conceive also. Both of them were to have sons. Elizabeth was going to usher in the way of the Lord. And Mary was actually going to give birth to the Lord. Angels visited shepherds. They told them that the Messiah had been born and where they could find him. The shepherds found Jesus, and they told Mary and Joseph what they had been told. And the scripture tells us that Mary heard the words. She treasured them, and she pondered them in her heart. And 8 days later, it was time for Jesus to be circumcised. Mary and Joseph were good Jews. They went to the temple to do what needed to be done. There were laws that needed to be observed, and they were going to do it. Mary had just given birth, so there needed to be some rituals for cleansing, some purification rituals. Jesus was the firstborn, so Jesus needed to be presented to God at the temple. Jesus needed to be circumcised, and they needed to make a sacrifice. Now, Mary and Joseph, they weren't wealthy, so they didn't have a lamb to sacrifice. But they did sacrifice a pair of turtle doves and 2 young pigeons. That's what they could afford. And in the temple, something wonderful was happening, because once again, God was working. And he was working through the Holy Spirit. Imagine the scene. There's the temple. But the temple was large, so you couldn't just walk in and find someone easily. Simeon had been guided there by the Spirit, and he found Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And Simeon took the baby Jesus into his arms. Here was Simeon, an elderly man who had been told by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Messiah. He's just been waiting. Waiting for God to act, waiting to see the Messiah, and it's about to happen. He takes Jesus into his arms and cradles him. And I imagine him as an elderly man, wrinkled as we do when we age, maybe a little stooped. And I imagine those hands that were holding Jesus. I suspect they were wrinkled and worn from the use of all those years, but they were gently holding this baby, Jesus, this precious cargo. And then Simeon began praising God. He said, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and a glory to your people Israel." Mary and Joseph were amazed at what they were hearing from Simeon, being told that he would be a light, Jesus would be a light to the Gentiles and the Jews. Now, I find it kind of interesting that Mary and Joseph were amazed by what Simeon was saying, because think about what had happened so far. All the angelic events, the miracles that had taken place, and they were still amazed to hear what Simeon had to say. Then Anna came into the story, a female prophet. And it says she was of great age. Some think she may have been in her hundreds. We don't know exactly, but it says she was of great age. And she too was in that large temple. Yet she found Jesus and she began praising God because she knew that she was seeing the Messiah. I love the story of Simeon and Anna. We've just gone through all the events of Advent and Christmas. We've celebrated the coming of our Messiah. And it's really easy to ignore this particular story. It could seem like just, okay, something that they did. But it's a very important story. And I love it. Do you know why I love it so much? I love the intergenerational aspect of this story. You have two elderly people who are helping Mary and Joseph to understand what had just happened. They're telling them, "Now, we know a lot's happened, but you need to understand just who your son is. He's the long-awaited Savior, our Messiah." Y'all know, or some of you know, how much I love intergenerational ministry. And here we are. Jesus is just 8 days old, the very beginning of what you could call his ministry, because he's born. 8 days in, and we have an example of intergenerational ministry. It's biblical that the generations help each other, that we're involved with each other. It's showing us and maybe reminding us of the importance and value that we can find when the generations work together and come together to help each other. We can learn so much from those who have lived long, full lives. You know, in our culture, we tend to worship youth. Think about all the commercials we find to color our hair, take care of our skin, to make us look younger. It seems like we're afraid of getting old. But old just means that we have wisdom and experience. There are people who have done some of their greatest work much later in their lives. Verdi wrote Ave Maria when he was 85. And Michelangelo completed the Pietà when he was 87. And that's considered his greatest work. Simeon and Anna, they praised God for showing them who the Messiah was. And they told the people just who this Jesus is. I would say that was their greatest work of their entire lives. And when I was writing this sermon, I was reminded of some of Kingswood's Anna and Simeon's. I thought about Sarah Edwards and how much she contributed to our church over the years. Her knowledge and her faith they were gifts to us that she readily shared. And her example, it enriched our lives and helped us draw closer to God. I also thought about Roger Butler and that twinkle in his eyes as he went around and hugged and kissed everyone and welcomed them to Kingswood. I looked forward to that. That quick joke that was always right there, you could tell that Roger was full of the Spirit of God. And it was evident to all of us that both he and Sarah were there for us. They were examples for us. They were and still are loved by all of us. And Sarah and Roger aren't the only Simeons and Annas here at Kingswood. We're blessed with a lot of other older members of our congregation who love and are committed to this church and also all of us. They have great faith and they're eager to share it with us. And I'm grateful for them because I have learned so much from them. And this year, this COVID year, we've lost some of our older members. And we miss them. We weren't able to properly memorialize them. I hope that we will be able to when things settle down. But we're blessed to still have the faith and wisdom and experience of other Simeons and Annas. Let's remember them and how much they have to offer. Let's listen to them and learn from them. And let's remember that right now, in this COVID time, this season that we're experiencing, they may be lonely. They may be isolated. They may be concerned about their health. They do and have done so much for us. Let's think about what we can do for them. This crazy year that we've had is about to be over. But there are a few more months that we're going to be dealing with this before we can get back to normal. So let's reach out to our Simeons and our Annas, and let's see what we can do for them so that they know how much we appreciate all the love and care and guidance they have given us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for Simeon and for Anna, for their great faith and for their willingness to share their knowledge with Mary and Joseph. Thank you for our Simeons and Annas here at Kingswood. Help us to be open to learn from them and help us to reach out to them. Help us to return the loves they so readily share with us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.